The University of Jamestown softball team keeps their postseason hopes alive at Northwestern, and the Jimmy baseball team nearly pulls off a late-inning comeback at Dakota Wesleyan. I'm Jaron Matheny with local sports from NewsDakota.com. The University of Jamestown softball team had its Saturday doubleheader moved from Trapper Field to Orange City, Iowa due to weather forecast in the Jamestown area and field conditions. The Jimmies lost game one 7-1, but rallied for four runs in the bottom of the seventh inning in game number two as the second game ended in a 9-9 tie due to deteriorating field conditions. Jamestown now 21-22-1 overall on the season, 8-11-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, remains in the hunt for a spot in the conference postseason tournament. The Jimmies will host Hastings today starting at 1 p.m. at Trapper Field, and a sweep of the Broncos would put the Jimmies into the tournament. A split and a lot of other things could happen for Jamestown. The Jimmies ended game number two with 16 hits against Northwestern. They did have three errors defensively. Again, game number one for UJ today against Hastings starts at 1 p.m. We'll have coverage of game number two on Jamestown 107.1 AM 1400 and online at newsdakota.com right about 3 o'clock from Trapper Field. And the University of Jamestown baseball team nearly came back from a four-run deficit on Friday afternoon, but fell just one run short in a 7-6 loss to Dakota Wesleyan. The second game of Friday's doubleheader was canceled due to rain, and Jamestown already qualified for the GPAC postseason tournament. The Jimmies will be the number 5 seed in the Great Plains Athletic Conference after finishing the conference season at 15-12 overall. They will take on Morningside in the opening round of the GPAC postseason tournament. Game number one for Jamestown in the postseason tournament against Morningside is scheduled for May 5th. To stay up to date with the latest happening in local sports, head on over to NewsDakota.com.